But he was carrying his water then to bring it in a milk jar.
I've never heard it.
It's no fun.
No.
I went on a camping trip with another kid. We were too young, they said, to build a fire. So we drank water from the stream and we ate corned beans and things. The stream was right in the public park. Boy, was I sick.
We had well on the back porch. And there was several cases of that over the town. And then
did say here, typhoid.
Typhoid. Well, mother and Aunt Eunice and I, all three had it. And they all came to the wells that they had before we had the public water works, you know.
Mm-hmm. And we just spread it out, you know. Very strange how this water being spread, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I was reading, well, I had time today and I had no place to go, so I went to the public library in Woodward. And when I get time, I read history about various parts of the state. They were talking about Cherokees, I think, and Indian medicine. And a witch doctor would perform a dance, and they'd have a brew there with meat and vegetables. And the patient's friends would come around and eat this. And each of them was supposed to take away part of the disease and carry it himself. Well, you're familiar with it.
Well, they probably would. You end up with part of the disease anyway. And more than half the time of it.
You're going to do old Joe a good deed.
Get part of it.
If someone has gone to the hospital and you want to find out why, what do you say? No, I didn't put that right. Or you want to find out when his symptoms developed, what would you say?
I'd ask him when he got sick. Mm-hmm.
And if you see someone with red eyes and a runny nose in the wintertime, you say, ah, I see you
have a cold.
And if he did, you'd say he
coughed.
And when his voice begins to disappear, you'd say he's
hoarse.
Yeah, this isn't a very pleasant thing, but if you eat something that doesn't agree with you and your stomach just goes round and round and you know it's not going to stay down, you say you have to
vomit.
And when your stomach is going round and round, you say you're what?
Nauseated.
Or any other term? What did you say as a boy?
Oh, when I was a little boy, I was sick in my stomach.
Mm-hmm. If someone delivers a message to you and somebody says, why did he come? You say, well, he just came.
Came to see me? Or?
And if you hope someone will do something, and you say, I hope you'll do this, because if you don't, I...
be inconvenienced,
or
I need need some help.
If let's say you put down your foot for your children, and you say, now don't do that again. If you do that again, I'm going to
spank you.
And when a boy. Sorry, I just asked him. You know, I really believe it's true, spare the rod. If a boy goes to see a girl, they're in their 20s, he brings her flowers and candy and things like that, what would you say he's doing?
He'd say he was courting her.
Uh-huh. And then he would be her...
beau, her boyfriend.
And she would be his...
girlfriend.
And if he asks her to marry him and she says yes, then he would be her